let's just invite our Lord. Thank you for being here. Lord Jesus, we're very grateful that you are here. We know, Lord, that you came with us. You're with us now, and you go home with us too. That's the way we want it, Lord. And everything that we do or say or think, that you're involved. We do appreciate what you've done for us and are doing and will do. Thank you, Lord, for the service and what we've got. And we come to this communion service. We would like to invite our people around the world on the internet. They can't be here because of mileage, but Lord, they're a part of us if they wish to make it that way. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand and sing 176, Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lily that grows by the way. You are precious, more precious than gold. Let's sing it in the truth again. Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer, lily that grows by the way. You are precious, more precious than gold. We'll have testimonies soon, but in the meantime, let's sing 167. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined in Jesus as we travel this song. For I'm a part of the family, family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Washed in the fountain, and by His blood, as we travel the song, for I'm a part of the family of God. Let's sing 277, On the Cross Crucified. In great sorrows He died. And then we'll see if there's any testimonies that anyone would like to share. Have testimonies, if there's any, signified by a raised hand.
I've been very well for about 2 weeks, and this morning I didn't come to church, as you might have noticed, and then I listened to last week's service, which was, I think, Faith Without Works, and I'm sitting there listening, and I thought, well, if I've got faith, where are my works? So I got up and came. So I'm here this afternoon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my healing.
Thank you. That's what we call answered prayer. Prayed for you this morning.
I'd like to thank the Lord. This is not really my testimony. It's my daughter's in Canada. In Canada, you only have your car for about 10 years because of the snow and the salt in there. So she needed a new car. And there was somebody in the fellowship that was going to help her, but then that's an hour away, and they're still in lockdown, so she couldn't. So she had to go and arrange all this new car herself, which she did. And she got a man called Harvey. So she did all the dealings with Harvey and the trading of her old car. Anyway, the day before she got her car, the new car, her car, got a noise in it. And somebody, the neighbour, said, I think it needs a new fan belt. And Julie thought, oh, my. So she got on the phone and she rang Harvey and said, I've got a problem. And, of course, Harvey said, well, what's that? And Julie said, well, the neighbour said, I think I need a new fan belt. And Julie said the man went quiet. And she thought, oh, dear, what now? You know, because he never said anything. And then after a while, he came back and said to her, thank you for being so honest. So many people don't. And I really do thank the Lord. I mean, she said I couldn't be anything else. But anyway, but he just says, bring the car down. She actually took control of a new car on her birthday, which was the 17th of last month. So I say thank you, Lord, for her testimony and for them to just acknowledge that there's not many truthful people in this world now. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Any other testimonies? June. Sister June.
Last week I did something I shouldn't do, and that was started to focus on my faults and failings. Instead of looking to the Lord, and I went to bed this night and I said, Lord, I don't know, I just fail you so much. And I even said, please don't punish me. But it's a real experience when that happens sometimes. Anyway, I thought, well, I'm reading the Bible, the next verse, on the next chapter on my Bible plan. And these were the words of David. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. And that was a cry of my heart, and I didn't know this was going to be here. And I just praise the Lord the way he speaks. And then it happened again. I just can't remember exactly when. And I said, Lord, please speak to me about this. I'm hungry for you, and I want you in my life, and more and more. And I opened up Spurgeon's morning and evening and for that day, and it was right there. The answer came. I didn't bring that with me, so I can't read it, but it was so direct. I knew it just had to be the Lord. And I just praise the Lord for his grace. When we are failing, his grace is abundant.
It is. Praise God. You know, if you invite the Lord into every situation, he's there. He's right there. Thanks, Arthur.
So, strange how God speaks, all right? So I'm driving along on my bread truck, and it's pouring down cats and dogs. Well, not actual cats and dogs, you know. So it's pouring down, rain, it's raining, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm thinking, you know, Lord, I need to deliver this bread. When I pull the bread out of the back of the truck, it's going to get wet. And I could hear this boy saying, go on, pray, go on, pray. And I was just thinking, it's funny how God speaks. So I went, okay then. So, Lord, you've got to seal up heaven, stop the rain, in the name of Jesus. So I thought, okay, let's see what happens. So I get to the first shop, which is Makaraka, and I jumped out of the truck. I opened the back of the truck. I pulled out the bread. I went into the shop, did the bread, came back out, and I went, sorry, Lord, I didn't even notice the rain had stopped. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I've got a lot of those. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, and I was talking about only believe. This morning, only believe. If you're going to pray for it, believe it's going to happen. Any other testimonies? Okay. Let's have one more song, and then Brother Howard will come. It's 2 to 1. Each time I stop and take the time to look around me. For just any day now, our Lord is coming.
Each time I stop to take the time to look around me, I see the stars of days appearing everywhere. It's each day from time to time, so now before. Yeah.
Amen. That's the highlight, is coming of the Lord. While we're still standing, can we turn our Bible to Malachi chapter 3? Chapter 3, verse 10. It's good to hear everyone singing and praising the Lord. It's good testimony, Diane. It's good to act upon the word. You know, God will honor that. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. So may God bless this precious word. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we come to thee. We just commit this word to you for a few moments before we come to the table. I pray that you'll bless it to our hearts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. It says there in Malachi 3:10, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. And I've just entitled this, prove me now, saith the Lord. God wants to be proved. He loves to prove himself to you. So we're going to speak about this because it's an amazing thing. The Lord is actually putting out the challenge to his people. Prove me now. Try me. Test me. God loves to be tested. His word loves to be tested. Now, brother and sister, we don't test him, you're not pleasing him. He wants to be tested to see if I am not the God of my word or not. If I am the God of my word or not. See, God loves to be put to the test. He loves to be tested. He loves his children to totally throw themselves at his mercy and test his promise. And the only way to do it is to do it. So we said last week about putting your faith in action, as Sister Diane mentioned. He wants to be proven. Often we miss out, failing to see the promise. You have not because you ask not, it says. But prove me now, saith the Lord. You've got to prove it. You prove your car. You go and get a new car, you want to prove it. You drive it. It doesn't respond properly, take it back. So I'm not buying this. It's got to be proven. And what is our response to the challenges? Remember, God is obligated to his word. Pretty amazing. You know, we think we're obligated. We're going to make it happen. No, we don't. God will do it. It's his word. He'll respond to the challenge. He's wanting for an answer from you. Things are held up. God's waiting for our move. He's waiting for our move. God can't heal you. Why? We have been asked to ask him. How do we do that? To lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Not maybe, they will. Amen. I challenge you to challenge the Lord on that. You say, look, Lord, you said it, Lord. Here it is here. That's why it's not happening, is we don't challenge the Lord. Bit of what we said this morning. He's waiting for an answer. You know, the Lord said, you shall recover. He didn't say when or how. He just said, you will. Amen. That's for you. You will recover. Who believes these things? Hallelujah. He can't save you because he's already saved you. He's already taken your sin. So don't let it just be a sermon. Prove me now. Our first example Just say you give 10%, and I'm not saying this for tithing because you're all wonderful tithers. Praise the Lord for that. And all, I want to thank, just on the point while we're here, I want to thank those who have donated towards Brother Pastor Nelson in Zambia for their church. People have given very generously, and I really appreciate that. And we've got two other churches who are looking into helping us too. So that's wonderful. It's not a cheap thing. It's $37,000, New Zealand dollars. But they really need it, brethren. So thank you for all of you who have contributed thus far. And so we want to give God thanks. You know, sometimes, as we do, we pay our tithes. And he says, pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be enough room to receive it. Amen. That's what he said. You're going to have to get a pretty big bank account to take it all. It's not just monetary. It's the blessings of God, whatever that would be. Give what you have to God and see what he will do for you. Now, we're not giving that he'll give back. We're giving because we love him. Amen. That's the key. You give because you love him. And people struggle financially because they fail to see the promise. This is not our subject, as we know. But God has placed a challenge here for us. Our subject is prove me now. He said that if you give, I'm going to reward you more than you can handle. And that's what he's done for me in June. You know, my wife's never had to work. And I've seen people, you know, I'm not saying anything to David, I've seen people, couples, they're all working. They say, we've got to work, we can't survive. That's not true. Put God first and he'll provide everything you have need of. So she's never had to work. And I haven't been on fantastic wages either, even before I came here to pastor. Just been on minimal stuff. But God provided for us. Bought us a house and paid for it. And we weren't on any great salary. Very small. You don't get much when you're a postman. Isn't that wonderful? Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
And he'll do the same for you. You know, I just dropping this in here, but when I was a kid in the Openshaw supermarket, I said, well, I'm working here, I got my first job, and the paycheck was, £4. No, sorry, it was £1, 11 shillings and sixpence or something for the week. I felt wealthy. Isn't it amazing how things have changed? And anyway, I thought, I'm going to pay my tithes. I'll definitely pay my tithes. So they gave me the money, and after tax, of course. And I paid my tithing on my net amount with the tax come out, and that's what I paid on. But, you know, I had a love for the Lord, and I always wanted to pay more than I needed to. So I always paid more. And a couple of years later, I came to the revelation that I should be paying on my gross wage before tax. And I hadn't done, I felt really bad. Because I wouldn't have a clue what I should have owed. And the Lord just quickened to me, but you always paid a lot more than you needed to. So I just rested in that. From then on, I just done it right. But see, you want to if you love him, you'll please him. You want to do right. And I just thank God in my ignorance, he made a way for me. So it's not the size of our giving that's important. It's our willingness to give what we have. You know the little boy? He went and he gave his lunch to Jesus. 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Yes.
Now these weren't big loaves that Brother Andrew bought for us today. They were little loaves for a boy's lunch. Maybe they're a roll or something, but they called it a loaf. And he gave them to Jesus, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So it wasn't very big. And out in front of Jesus were more than 5,000 people. And Jesus blessed it and broke it. and fed 5,000 men, besides women and children as well. So it wasn't the size, it was the quality of giving. When you give to the Lord, He'll multiply it for you. You give it with the right attitude, He'll multiply it for you. Pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room for you to receive it. Once it gets into the hands of God, anything could happen. And it says that they took up more. They had more than they needed. As Jesus said, the word of God says, pour out a blessing that there's not enough room for you, enough to receive it. And after everyone was fed, over 5,000. After it fed 5,000, they took up 12 baskets left over. God gives you more than you need. Who believes this? Say amen. So it's not a matter of, if I give this, He'll give me that. If I do this, He'll give... No, it's not that. Lord, I just want to bless You. I just want to give to You because I love You. And You said You'd take care of me. That's all You want to be is taken care of. And He has. So why not just give our faith to God? It doesn't need to be big faith. It doesn't need to be big faith. It's just so wonderful. He's not interested in the quantity, He's interested in the quality of faith, as we said the other day. In Luke 17:6, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed so tiny, if I put up here, it's about there. That's a grain of mustard seed. Can anyone see that one? No. But He spoke highly about a grain of mustard seed. So it's not the quantity, it's the quality. You might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the roots, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. You know, brothers, as we're coming to this, who knows we're going to another level. Amen. We're going to start believing God is here. He's in our midst, and we're going to watch Him provide and do all manner of things that He promised He would do. It's not us, it's all God that does it. So we spoke about the mustard seed. You give all your faith to God and see what He'll do. In Mark 12:41 it says, and Jesus sat over against the treasury. I love this. I was telling Bill about it in the kitchen. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. Now, I'm not talking about money or tithing. This is not the subject. But they just happened to fit the bill. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. Who knows how much a farthing is? A quarter of a halfpenny? Quarter of a penny. Don't even know what a penny is. Who knows what a penny is? Oh, we're about right. We've got all the old ones today. It's not very much. You couldn't even buy a little Eskimo with that. You can't buy anything with it. It's how small it is. And he said, this woman came and she put through in 2 mites. 2 mites into the treasury. And he called unto him his disciples and saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. You see, God wants all of you. You give your all. She gave all she had, just as Jesus gave all He had for us. He gave His whole life. What are you prepared to give for Him? We say, oh, I'll just give that much, you know. Ah, dear, some funny stories come to me, so I better tell it. Who remembers Brother Frank Hogan? Well, quite a spiritual man, actually. He's funny, though. He's a lovely brother. I love Brother Frank. And one day, he is so happy with his garden, his vegetable garden out there. And he was out there, and he had some pretty nice cabbages going there. And he thought of a brother. And he thought, I'd like to give him a nice cabbage out of my garden. That's what I'll do. And so he went down with his knife. He came to the cabbages, and he saw her. He said, I'll give him the small one here. So he said, that was the devil. I'll give him the small one here. He said, hold it, Satan. Get out of here. If you don't get out of here, I'll give him the whole garden. Hallelujah. And he gave him the biggest cabbage he could find. Because that's just how Brother Frank is. He loved the Lord very much. And so, it's not the quantity, it's the heart behind it. And as they gave, that little woman, she gave a farthing, two mites. Because, that's not much, but she gave her all. Who sees what Jesus was saying? It's not the quantity, it's the quality of giving. So I just thank God for that. Do you think God looked after her from then on? Yep. He sure looked after her. I just know it's not written, but I just know he would have. God is no debtor to men. He's not a... You can't outgive God. Prove me now, saith the Lord of hosts. Give all your mustard seed faith to God. Maybe tiny, but just give what you got. I'm not very a lot of faith. Just give what you got. I'm going to trust you, Lord, to change me. I'm going to trust you to heal me. I'm going to trust you, Lord, to bless my children and family. I'm going to trust you. Just give what you've got. Hallelujah. You say, I don't have much faith. Well, how did you get saved? For by grace are you saved through faith. None of us, it's of God, it's a gift of God, it's a faith. It's enough faith to save, it's enough faith to heal. The same faith that saved you heals you. Hallelujah. All in one transaction at Calvary. Don't you love the Lord?
Amen.
It's good to put your faith in action, isn't it, Brother Peter? You've had some pretty wonderful healings. God has been so good to you because you just trusted him. I love those testimonies I heard of you. In Romans 12:3, For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to some people, every man, the measure of faith. You just need a little bit of faith, it will get you all the way to glory. Praise be to God. I love that scripture. Our problem is we don't give our faith to God. We hold on to it. Lord, I'm just going to give it. You said it. I believe it. That settles it. Don't question it. Just say, Lord, I'm giving. I'm asking. And I want to prove you now that your word is true. You people out on the internet, you prove to God that it's real. Brother David, you know your request. Prove to the Lord that His promise is sure. He has a real need, our brother there. May God bless him. It is our prayer. Amen. The problem is we don't give our faith to God. We can have faith and not use it. That's awful. Have faith and not use it. Just use it. Paul said, faith without works is dead. There's no point in having it. Just trust God. James 2:17-21. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. So what is works? Actively giving your faith to God. And we know what he said. A man said, I have works to show you that I have faith in those things. He said, the devils believe also there's one God and tremble. You can have faith, but you're not using it. Unless we give our faith to God, he cannot help us. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. People say, I want to get closer to God. Start seeking him diligently. Who wants to get closer to God?
Yes.
We just got to start seeking diligently. None of this, oh Lord, would you bless me today? Oh, get on you and say, Lord, I want to get right through into the Shekinah presence of God.
Hallelujah.
He'll come. He'll bless those that are honest with him. So God will use the simple things. It's not much how much you have. Maybe only have the 10% faith. And give it to God. Prove me now, saith the Lord. Another widow woman, she gave a cake. And so what's so great about a cake? That was between her and the soul. That was between her and death, rather. She gave it to God's prophet. Just a cake. And so we see here, she gave a cake. She gave it all to God's prophet, his representative. She gave her cake. And what happened? It never ran out. You know, we found a sister over in India, and she had that experience that her flour and that never diminished very poorly. Isn't that wonderful? Who believes he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? You may be desperate too. Give what you have to God. You start believing and God will do the miracle. There's so many wonderful examples. I just want to read this one about ability. I love the story. Judges 6:11. There came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was Ophrah that pertained to Joash the Ezraite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it. They had to thresh the wheat behind the winepress before the enemy came and stole it off them. So that it's just terrible living. And he was threshing the wheat, and so he wouldn't be seen. And the angel of the Lord came there. And he said, my Lord, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Questioning, see. And where be all the miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Watch this. And the Lord looked upon him and said, oh, you poor thing. He didn't say, you poor thing, Brother Paul. The angel said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. God totally ignored his whimpering. We whimper, oh Lord, I just got no faith, I'm not very strong. He ignored it. The angel said, you go, and I will be with you. Go in thy might. Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And God used Gideon as he was. He didn't say, no, I'll straighten you up. Give me a couple of years on you and I'll get you to do it. In his weak condition, God used him. David took a little pebble out of a river, a pebble, and he slayed the giant with one pebble of faith. It's not a big rock. It's not the size of your faith. Just pick up what God's given you and use it. And I believe he put a laser beam or something behind that stone, and when it started going, where did it hit him, Paul? Right there. Went unconscious, fell down on the ground. David took up the sword and chopped his head off. That's what you can do to the devil, brother and sister. God is able to do it. Use what you have. David gave what he had, and God did the rest. Prove me now, saith the Lord. You know, Samson, he was there. Around the corner came a whole lot of soldiers. Actually, 1,000 of them. He had nothing. He looked on the ground, he saw a jawbone of a mule. That's all he needed. He used what he had. And he slayed 1,000 armed Philistines. Brother, never say, I can't do it, I'm too weak. Listen, God says, prove me now, saith the Lord. Just pick up what you've got. Doesn't matter what it is, it might be just something simple. Say, Lord, I'm going to use this for you. I'm giving it to you. Are you going to do that tomorrow? Amen. Yes, let it be, Lord. So wonderful. He said, Jesus said, you can read this in John 15:5, without me you can do nothing. You can't do anything by yourself. You need the Lord. You give all your little faith you have and see what God will do with it. These men proved him. They gave Jesus water. I love the way the Bible writes things. He said to Mary, we need water. We need wine, and we've run out of wine. She said, go and see Jesus, and whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Don't question it. Do it. God says, lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick. Who believes that?
Amen.
Lay hands on this. I can't. Lay hands on the sick. I can't. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
So they went to Jesus, and we'll run out of wine. He said, go and get some water. Water? Then they remember what Mary said. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. So they got these jars of water. When they served it up, it was the best wine in the country.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And brother and sister, that's all God requires you to do, is what he says to do. Yes. Prove me now, saith the Lord. So wonderful. I love this scripture, and then we're going to close. In Luke 11:9, Jesus said, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Not maybe, it shall be given you.
Amen.
We've got to put our faith in action. Did he say that? Let's just do what he said. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Thank you, brother. I really appreciate that answer, because that's the truth. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Is everyone listening? Say amen.
Amen.
How much more shall your heavenly Father, who's here right now, as he promised he was this morning, he's here this afternoon too, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? You say, oh, I'm not good enough. Just ask him.
Yes.
He'll straighten you out.
That's
If you think you straighten out, he'll straighten those things out. I just believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will and it shall be done. Sister June, you better warm that organ up. It's coming on. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, 12, 13, then shall ye call unto upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. I believe God. Who believes God? Ask what you will and it shall be done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's stand to our feet. Prove me now, saith the Lord. You know, brother and sister, he wants to be proven. God can do anything right now. Do you believe that, Sister Mill? Anything. You say Bob, just like that. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey, believe it and say, I believe God. And if you want salvation now and the Holy Ghost of God, trust and obey, believe it and say, I believe God. Now and the Holy Ghost of power, just trust and obey, believe it and say, I believe God. Just been listening to a church in Belfast, Ireland. They sing up there, they've only got about 3,500, but nevertheless, when they sing, they clap. It's beautiful. So I want you to clap as we sing this one. It gives a more emphasis on the words and believe it to your heart, and then we'll come to the table. Let's all clap together. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will and shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe it and say, I believe God. And if you want salvation now and the whole Holy Ghost of power, just trust and obey, believe it and say, believe God. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Who loves him? Okay, let's all come up singing I Believe God around the table. I believe God. I believe God. And shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe it and say, I believe God. And if you want salvation now, and the Holy Ghost.